The words of the collect for today are, O Almighty and Everlasting God, make us bear towards Thee always a devoted will and serve Thy Majesty with a sincere heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This month of June, it starts the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Saint Gertrude the Great, once had a vision where she was allowed to rest her head near the wound in our Lord's side. She heard the beating of the Sacred Heart, and she asked Saint John why he had never spoken about the Sacred Heart in his Gospel. And Saint John answered that this devotion was reserved for the later ages of the Church, when the world has grown cold and would need this devotion to rekindle its love. So in this month, we consider devotion and devotions. What means devotion? It means fervor which we have in the service of God. And a devout Catholic is one who not only follows the rules of God, but does so willingly, promptly, and in the words of the collect, with a devoted will and a sincere heart. First, let us consider what does it do or make to be a good Catholic, in other words, a Catholic in good standing. We get the answer from the Catechism, namely from the six commandments of the Church. As the bulletin today announces, every Catholic is obliged to do his Easter duty, that is, go to communion at least once in a year on Easter time, which lasts from first Sunday of Lent until Trinity Sunday. Those who neglect this Easter duty are no longer Catholics in good standing and sin mortally. In a similar way, every Catholic is obliged also to confess his sins at least once a year. Every Catholic is also obliged to follow the rules of fast and abstinence, support the Church, and follow the Church's marriage laws. Also, on every Sunday and holy day of obligation, for example, the Feast of Ascension, every Catholic is obliged, under pain of mortal sin, to attend Mass and abstain from all unnecessary servile work. And notice that attending Mass means attending the whole Mass, not part of it. Imagine if you are attending at the audience of the President and he is asking you complimentary questions like where you're from, what do you do, and so on. You probably would not excuse yourself saying to him, excuse me, Mr. President, for a while I use the bathroom down the hall, I'll be right back. No, when you're attending Mass, you're having an audience with God in the Blessed Sacrament. Except for mothers and toddlers, our restroom is only meant to be used either before or after the Mass, not during. Going in and out of the church during Mass or sermon is extremely rude and disrespectful, and if one should be away during one of the principal parts of the Mass, namely during offertory, consecration, and communion, one would have failed to fulfill his obligation of hearing Mass. So in review, if you are a baptized Catholic, you must go to confession and communion once a year, attend Mass, the whole Mass, that is, on Sundays and holy days, follow the rules of fast and abstinence and laws regarding marriage and support the Church. These are things you have to do whether you have a devoted heart or not. But in this world which has grown cold, as St. John calls it, much more than good Catholics, we need devoted Catholics. You can think about the difference by comparing a Catholic to your own child. Let's say your child obeys you. He does his duties well in school and at home, but he never wants you to hug him, spend time with him, does not want you to read to him, take you out to picnic or vacations, but instead spends all his time in his room or with his friends. He could hardly be called a bad child because he gives you what is due to you, namely honor and obedience. But wouldn't you much more prefer a child who does mess up sometimes or even often, but makes it up by saying, "I'm sorry" and "I love you," laughs and cries with you and enjoys your company, lets you hold him and listens your stories? It is this kind of devoted and loving child you probably want, because despite his faults, as St. Peter writes us today, love covers a multitude of sins. And now when I have a chance, I'll give advice to you parents. Never let sports or electronics take yours, that is the parents' place, in your children's affection. If you want a devoted child, show example. I once saw a great meme which showed a mother reading to their child on her lap, and with the caption, "There is no app to replace the lap. Read to your children." For being a good Catholic, it is really amazing how little you are obliged to do. As long as you don't live in public mortal sin, basically, all you need to do is to show up at the church once a week, go to confession and communion once a year, and as long as you do this, you are considered a Catholic in good standing. But besides this, just like we would want our children to be devoted to us and not possessing merely mechanic obedience, God wants us to be devoted to Him. You can never think that just by fulfilling your obligations, that is, commandments of the Church, heaven is due to you. Because of original sin, nothing except hell is due to us. Besides obedience, God wants us to have a devoted heart. St. Peter writes us today again, "Be hospitable toward one another without murmuring." Today's cold world so much needs devotion and devotions to God, who sacrificed and suffered so much in His Sacred Heart, all because of our sins. Saint Teresa of Avila, who had to face lots of suffering and difficulties in her life, she one day asked from our Lord, "Lord, when wilt thou stop strewing my path with obstacles?" "Murmur not," our Lord replied. "This is the way I treat my friends. And Saint Teresa sighed, O Lord, that is why thou hast so few of them. It is harder to be a devout Catholic than to be an obedient Catholic. But at the cross, God did not deal with us according to justice. He dealt with us according to his great mercy. And if we correspond to his mercy instead of justice, we will also be judged according to God's mercy instead of his strict justice. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.